This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Egyptian media cites progress in truce talks as Israel downplays the chances of an end to the war with Hamas, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Egyptian state media reports noticeable progress in ongoing ceasefire talks with Israel as a delegation of the Palestinian militant group Hamas is in Cairo. Pressure is now mounting to reach a deal. Gaza's humanitarian crisis is dramatically escalating, while Israel insists it will launch an offensive into Rafah, where more than 1 million Palestinians are sheltering. Egyptian and American mediators are reporting signs of compromise, with Egyptian media saying consensus is reached on many disputed points, but chances for a ceasefire deal remain entangled with the question of whether Israel will accept an end to the war without Hamas being destroyed. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The worst heat wave in recent memory in the semi-arid Sahel exposed the struggle of junta-led countries such as Chad and Mali. It had been a struggle to guarantee basic services when the need for water and electricity is most acute. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
The worst heat wave in recent memory in April exposed the struggle of junta-led countries such as Chad and Mali to guarantee basic services when the need for water and electricity is most acute. Recent outages have stoked frustration with the Malian and Chadian military authorities in some quarters, increasing social tensions when both countries stand at a political crossroads. Maintaining a reliable power supply is key to curbing the fallout from extreme heat because it keeps fans, air conditioners and fridges running. Officials from the governments of Chad and Mali did not respond to multiple requests for comment.
Olivia Chan from Reuters. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Canadian police make three arrests in a Sikh separatist slaying that sparked a spat with India. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Hardeep Singh Nijjar was shot and killed by masked gunmen near Vancouver last year. The three arrested are all Indian nationals in their 20s. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau sparked a diplomatic feud with India last year when he said there were credible allegations of Indian involvement in the killing.
Any involvement of a foreign government in the killing of a Canadian citizen on Canadian soil is an unacceptable violation of our sovereignty.
Investigators are looking into possible ties with the government. India accused Nijjar of links to terrorism, but angrily denied involvement in his killing. India removed 41 of 62 Canadian diplomats in the country. I'm Ed Donahue.
Russian state media say Moscow has put Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on its wanted list, citing the Interior Ministry's database. The commander of Ukraine's ground forces, General Alexander Palyuk, and Zelensky's predecessor, Petro Poroshenko, also featured on the ministry's list as of Saturday. It is not clear from the database what they have been charged with, and Russian officials did not immediately comment. Moscow has repeatedly cited, quote, denazification among the key goals of its war against Ukraine, falsely asserting that Kyiv is heavily influenced by radical nationalist and neo-Nazi groups. In an online statement, Ukraine's foreign ministry dismissed the reports of Zelensky's inclusion as evidence of, quote, the desperation of the Russian state machine and propaganda. The United Nations Food Agency is warning Sudan's warring parties that there is a serious risk of widespread starvation and death if they don't allow humanitarian aid into the vast western region. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Lenny Kensley, the World Food Program's regional spokesperson, said at least 1.7 million people in Darfur were experiencing emergency levels of hunger in December, and the number is expected to be much higher today. She told a virtual UN news conference from Nairobi that calls for humanitarian access to conflict hotspots in Sudan have never been more critical. Sudan plunged into chaos in mid-April 2023 when long simmering tensions between its military and paramilitary broke out into street battles in the capital. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Boeing is finally poised to launch astronauts to the International Space Station for NASA after years of delays and stumbles. It's the first flight of Boeing's Starliner capsule with a crew on board. A pair of veteran NASA pilots will check out the spacecraft during the test drive and a week-long stay at the space station. Liftoff is planned for Monday night from Cape Canaveral, Florida. NASA turned to U.S. companies for astronaut rides after the space shuttles retired. Elon Musk's SpaceX has made 9 taxi trips for NASA, while Boeing has managed only a pair of unoccupied test flights. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.